Yesterday, as part of the memorial celebration, veterans shared their memories in the wartime stories tent. One of them was an 87-year-old African-American from Ohio.
I'm William Powell. I served in England during the World War II as the operations chief of the 15th, 17th QM Battalion Mobile Aviation with the 8th Air Force.
Mr. Powell ran the Red Ball Express, convoys of trucks carrying bombs and aviation fuel racing up and down England. Despite his responsibilities, the highest rank he reached was tech sergeant.
We hauled personnel and small ammunition, and when Patton started his run south of Paris, we hauled gasoline to the C-47s. We went back to East Anglia, all the bomber bases, to haul bombs for the intensified bombing of Germany. We service all the B-17 bases, all the bomber bases.
England wasn't segregated, Mr. Powell said, but the Army was. Black soldiers could drink in pubs, play golf, socialize in ways they could not at home. But, Mr. Powell said, white American soldiers spread racist stories about their black comrades.
When we went into a town where the white soldiers had preceded us, they would tell the residents of that town that we had tails. And the people were nice. We knew that the white soldiers hadn't been into that town first.
Did anybody ever talk to you about having a tail?
Yes, I remember a little youngster came out, leaned over the fence. He said, "Sergeant, do you have a tail?" I said, "No, but I bet you have a sister, and I bet she has a white American boyfriend." He said, "Yes."
Were these men given dangerous work because they were black? William Powell dismissed that idea.
Everybody was in danger. It's sad when you see the B-17 crews come back, half the plane shot up. So, I mean, war is war. It's not nice, but it is war.
William Powell came back to Ohio to a segregated America. In 1946, he built the first black-owned golf course in the United States. At the time, it was the only place where he could play.